Thanksgiving over. If you want a pecan pie, come on in. We make those too, but just call ahead. We make them fresh daily. The finest and freshest candies and pecans you can find anywhere.
Tell them where you're located.
At 350 North McDonald Street in downtown Montgomery. You can check us out on the web at tuckerpecan.com or call us at 262-4470 or like us on Facebook.
When you hear people talking about a Krispy Kreme, they're usually referring to the original glazed, made from a recipe dating back to the 1930s. If you haven't had a warm, original glazed donut, you need to try one pronto. Just look for the hot light on at the Krispy Kreme on the Atlanta Highway.
Hang on a second, kids. I'm sending a note to my former partner.
We were not married. We worked together. Exclamation point.
Yeah?
It just occurred to me that the woman that hosted the show, she's in the story, so she probably
she wouldn't. Yeah, maybe.
I would think.
Or would know the, would certainly know the date, right?
That'd be easy to figure out because it was right after Ben Affleck said he was getting engaged.
Mm-hmm.
So that's when I made my intemperate remark. Our show brought to you in part by our good friends at Gulf States Mobility in Wetumpka. People, you know, life can change in an instant. Those who have been in a car wreck, blindsided, our wounded heroes that return from service facing long recoveries from serious injuries and wounds. Gulf States Mobility knows that healing accelerates in the home. So once somebody's ready to leave the hospital or return to their home, they make sure that that home is going to be a help and not a hindrance by making sure that accessibility is not going to put their client at further risk. That's the first thing they do. And then it's all about choice restoration and then helping to accelerate the recovery process, the restoration of choices. In worst-case scenarios, they do customized mobile equipment. They also have put people back on the road who have driving limitations that may take time to recover from. They make driving possible with new voice command technologies, one of the greatest uses of digital technology out there, because these are folks who want to do for themselves. Their number is 514-6590. When you have a moment, please look up Gulf States Mobility, the pride of Wetumpka, on Facebook and give them a like for the great work they do.
Today is December 1st, Eat a Red Apple Day. I don't have any red apples, so I guess this piece of leftover apple pie will have to suffice. Delicious. Or maybe it's not a delicious. Can't tell since it's all smothered in ice cream. Happy Eat a Red Apple Day.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
It's 8.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. The 6 states where President Trump has been fighting the election results are all now certified for President-elect Biden. Arizona's Republican Governor Doug Ducey says he's just following the law. President Trump tweets, Republicans will remember.
He insists he earned an overwhelming victory.
We won Arizona, and we won Michigan, and we won Georgia, and we won Pennsylvania.
The call and comment came during a hearing with Arizona lawmakers, in which Trump campaign lawyers alleged widespread voter fraud in the state.
Fox's Kevin Cork. Dr. Scott Atlas has resigned as a special advisor to the president on coronavirus. His temporary government employment's up at the end of the week. He clashed with other members of the team for his libertarian approach to the pandemic.
It is from the free exchange of ideas that scientific truths follow.
Dr. Atlas there with Fox's Tucker Carlson. America's listening to Fox News.
Hornets and COVID, we absentee voted and stayed home in fear. It's the last month of this horrible year. I'm so happy this year's almost gone. With corona infections and stupid election signs littering lawns, I'm so happy this year's almost gone. We hoarded toilet paper, wore masks on our faces, cruise passengers stuck in a boat. There was looting and fires while coronavirus made everyone have to stay home. It's the last month of this horrible year. vacations got canceled. Nobody could travel. Thanksgiving was weird. No, we can't take any more. And it shook us to our core. It's the last month of this horrible year.
And it starts today. I put up a picture of our family tree.
I like it. And is there a story behind some of those ornaments on the tree?
Well, if you look real closely, you'll see something in the tree that every Griswoldian tree must have.
I see that. I do see that, yeah.
You gotta have that. And again, that's from Rogers Tree Farm right across from Aldersgate and Vaughan Road. You mentioned that your tree is thirsty.
It is drinking water like crazy.
That's so is ours. That's a good thing.
It is a good thing.
In essence, that tree is still living and wanting to quench its thirst.
Mm-hmm.
See?
Yeah.
It's a happy tree.
I'm glad I'm checking it every day.
I'm learning things from my buddy, Dustin. So welcome to December. What else did we want to mention this morning? Well, we got a conundrum coming up. Did you look at the ones... dumped over here.
Are they
just trivia questions?
Yeah. Just trivia.
Whoever, can you tell our service whoever they are?
I mean, you can look at them if you want to, but they're...
Somebody is not on the ball anymore over there. We're not getting the good quality questions anymore.
Yeah, I'll find one. Speaking of Christmas,
what is the other?
My friend Liz Paravicini says that somebody's doing a Griswold-type display in Wetumpka this year.
They've done it, this is their third or fourth year that they've done it, yeah.
Do you remember me sending you pictures from the one in Florida? My daughter and her mom and I drove to it last year, and they had the Winnebago, you know, RV, and you will be able to take it when we leave here next month, you know, the moment that Clark spits up the eggnog.
Right. Hey, by the way, somebody asked me on Facebook, what is the name of that eggnog that you bring back from Florida? Farm Stores.
And Farm Stores are little drive-up convenience stores that have everything.
Oh, like Lawson's in Ohio. Okay.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
It's their brand of eggnog. They've been making it for decades.
Wow, it's so thick.
And it is the best.
Mm.
Jay's leaving. I think he's going out to weep because...
Wiley brought food.
Oh no.
He's going out to eat. My error. So while Jay's running that errand.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking. Truckers, listen up. Would you like to be home every weekend and two nights during the week? Then you need to get in contact with Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest. Family owned, family operated. Wiley Sanders cares about you and your family. Wiley Sanders Trucking. Call him today.
I said, oh no, because sometimes Wiley brings unusual things. Our forecast is, well, it's cold out there right now with a wind chill factor of 27. We had a morning low of 28 this morning. Tonight will be colder. A cold day for December today with a high temperature that may not make it out of the 40s. That's way below normal. Normal would be 64 on the 1st of December. West wind at 10 to 15 will add a chill to the air. So make sure you dress appropriately today. Clear cold tonight. We've got that full moon out there. Do you see how bright the full moon was this morning? It was amazing. We're back to the 20s tonight. Overnight low of 26.
The full beaver moon.
It's nice. Nice afternoon recovery tomorrow with a high temperature up to about 56. Sunshine. And then a chance of showers Thursday night into Friday with the high on Thursday and Friday near 60, which sounds pretty good. When you talk about this morning's temperature of 33 degrees, wind chill factor 27 now at 8:09.
We're redesigning financial freedom at CBNS Bank. Make purchases at participating stores and restaurants using your CBNS Bank debit card through your mobile device with Mobile Wallet. Charges and fees may apply from your cellular service provider. Contact your service provider for information. Member FDIC.
It is 9 minutes after 8 o'clock, so we will come up with a conundrum, and you'll have a chance to win a $10 Seafood Bistro gift card with that. And having no luck coming up with a place that sells old issues of the Globe. Now, I know, like at Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall, there's...
Sometimes can find...
They have Life magazines and
right.
stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I guess, I don't know if the market for old issues of the Globe is... So what did Wiley bring for us today?
Chico Stick.
Chico Stick.
Chico Stick.
Would you care for a Chico stick?
Sticks!
Stick.
He says it's one of the most horrible retro candies he's ever had. So he gave it to us.
Wonderful. Oh. And then what else?
Crunchy peanut butter.
Oh, Cracker Jacks.
Rolled in toasted coconut.
What else? Cracker Jacks.
That looks like a game.
No. These. You know exactly what these are.
Oh, the candy cigarettes?
I am cool again.
And it looks like a pack of Marlboros, honest to God.
It does.
Well, you can do, there's a bunch of different kinds.
Oh, my God.
Look at Lucky Strikes, Viceroy.
Here, kids.
And this led to my getting started with this habit.
Yeah. I mean, can you imagine?
I hope they didn't break. That's okay. About that.
Yeah, candy cigarettes. Candy cigarettes. Just like Daddy.
Which one you want, Rich?
I'll take the Kings.
All right.
And what else? What other one
is turkey and sausage gumbo that he made.
Oh,
with his leftovers.
That sounds really good.
Whoa.
I'll let you guys check. Whoa. That.
I'll tell you what, you can have the candy cigarettes. I'll take all the turkey sausage gumbo.
I'm going to dig us up a conundrum and we will get that launched today.
Thanks, Wiley.
Yeah, man, you are so incredibly thoughtful.
You're a bomb.
For CBS 8 and ABC 32, I'm Jalea Brooks. The son of late Lowndes County Sheriff Big John Williams was killed in a car crash Monday morning. State troopers say 32-year-old John Williams Jr. was driving a tractor trailer that was hit head-on by another car driven by a 24-year-old Justin Grant of Georgia. The crash happened on Highway 31 in Conecuh County. Both died at the scene. As temperatures are expected to fall below freezing, the city of Montgomery and the EMA have opened a warming shelter. Therapeutic Recreation Center off of Augusta Avenue will open its doors again today from 3 p.m. to 8 a.m. Montgomery Public School students will be returning to virtual learning on December 7th. Students will remain out of the classroom until after the upcoming holiday break. And those are this morning's top stories. For more on these stories and others, be sure to watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. From the Montgomery Newsroom, I'm Jalea Brooks.
At Marguerite's, we make it, we really make it. And for this Christmas, for $99, we've made a gemstone diamond drop earrings. That's right, in all your birthstone colors. Unbelievably, only for $99. We do it in 14-karat white or yellow gold with the birthstone of your choice. Only at Marguerite's do we do a Christmas special for $99. Nobody else in the country touches us. We're in the Pepperidge shops. We're open every day to Christmas. Come visit us. Let us help you out. Don't miss up on the $99 Christmas special drop earrings.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Let's play a game.
That's funny. That's you got the long candy cigarette.
I mean, that's what it is.
Mine was short.
Yours was short. Maybe it broke.
No. Yours are a silly millimeter longer.
Would you like?
No. I
need to bum one.
No, I don't need to bum one. Not yet. I think I have enough to get me through till 9 o'clock. Here is your conundrum today, and this could be an odd byproduct of this bizarre year we're all living through. But 15%, roughly 1 in 6 people, said they've stopped doing this in 2020.
Oh, it's probably not that.
No, 15% of people have stopped doing this in 2020. I have not stopped, and I would not want to. I don't know why so many people have decided to stop using this particular product, but that's our conundrum, and it's worth a $10 Seafood Bistro gift card.
That's crazy, though.
Yeah, and by the way, just your call gets you into the grand prize drawing at the end of the week, where we give away some great stuff like a Clark's Club membership. We have a $25 Tucker Pecan gift certificate. Mm-hmm. The Works from Don Duncan All-American Auto and Tire. So 272-9228. About 1 in 6 people have stopped using what in 2020? I can't see a correlation between...
No, I can't either. I'm trying to figure out why this year people would stop using this.
Makes no sense to me. 272-9228. By the way, I came up with some holiday torture music.
Huh?
Yes. Just to get we can use this through the whole month. I meant to introduce this a little bit earlier, just in case the listeners get belligerent and don't feel like playing. This is Jurassic Park done Christmas style. So we'll just play this until we hear from you with your
guests. Quite bad. It's not that bad.
It isn't, but I have to...
Look at that T-Rex.
Set it up a certain way.
Santa Claus hat.
272-9228. About 1 in 6 people have stopped using this particular product in 2020. We got Carl.
Hey, Carl.
And I really hope Carl gets this.
What do you think? What is this product that 15% of people say they've stopped using in 2020?
Deodorant.
Why would you say that?
Well, no one's going out. You're a
winner. Guess what?
Wow. Very nice.
Rich asked a good question. Why did you? How did you come to that answer?
No one's going out. Staying at home.
Yeah.
And don't feel the need for it. I haven't quit using it.
Okay. No, that's.
I haven't either. I have to have it. I just it drives me nuts.
It's just psychological. Yeah. You just got to do it. But all right, that's the answer, man. First caller.
Yeah.
First caller, Carl.
Good work, Carl.
Good job. Good deal.
Caught me on a sharp day.
Hey, there we go. Right. Hang tight for us. Jay's going to get some info from you.
Right. Hey. Hang on.
I hope everybody's wearing their deodorant this morning.
Well, you know, you got to wonder. You look at the stories. We all know that people are fleeing California by the thousands. And they're even... Before they've sold property and stuff, they're just getting out because they've had a huge problem with squatters in homes that people left to get away from. And it's all because of the coronavirus, and their mayor just locked them, a hard lockdown for 3 more weeks, till December 20th.
Well, that's Christmas week.
Yeah.
I wonder if we're going to get another mask order. I assume we are on December 11th.
I don't see it getting any.
No, I think it's going to be extended. Could you see what our futures are doing there?
But here is the word of the year from Merriam-Webster.
Oh, that makes sense.
Pandemic.
That makes sense.
Makes sense, yes. It.
COVID.
COVID, yeah. It's...
But you're saying COVID's been around for a long, long time. It's just a different version of the COVID. It's just the latest.
Do you remember way back in March? I think it was after I came back from Florida, and we discovered the word coronavirus on the Lysol that we use here in the studio to disinfect. Some of the runners-up to pandemic were coronavirus. Defund was dumbest thing. Hey, we still voted for Joe Biden, though, didn't we? Mamba, which is Kobe Bryant's nickname. Kraken, which is a fairly recent addition, as Sidney Powell has made that term well-known. Asymptomatic and a Joe Biden-inspired term. Malarkey is making a comeback.
Well, that was around when my dad was...
Yes, exactly. My dad, too, man. They must have heard that in the Navy or something.
Right.
Because my dad used to use that on us all the time. Stop the malarkey.
He was talking to us.
The other words that were in the runner-up category, quarantine, social distancing. That's not one word. To me, if it's in a, it's got to be one word. Social distancing is a term, not a word. Doom scrolling, that's a relatively newly invented
one. I don't think I know that one.
Super spreader and Karen. They have absolutely done a number on girls named Karen.
Is there a male version of Karen? Is it just Karen?
Not one that I know. What you got?
I was just trying to remember the answer to the conundrum. I'd already forgotten.
We were conversing.
Somebody
on the
called
conundrum.
And asked, and I was like, it just happened.
What, do we have our delay for 10 minutes?
I don't, but in my head, there was a delay.
And what took me, what the sad part was.
I couldn't remember what the answer was.
He was like, what was it? And I'm like,
and
for
then
what?
She couldn't remember.
For what? The conundrum or the Dr. B, almost Dr. B burger thing?
Hey, look at the Dow up 300 starting out. We like that. 30,000. Yeah, yep. That's good news. We may hear from Brant right around 8:30 this morning. Right now, let's go back to the traffic dungeon for an update. 8:22.
Montgomery Skywatch traffic, taking a look at the highways. We are light to moderate all over the city. Our busiest spots right now, Highway 331 and Norman Bridge Road on East South Boulevard, East Boulevard at Vaughan Road, and on both sides of I-85. Atlanta Highway, Madison Avenue, busy into downtown Montgomery. We've still got light to mostly moderate traffic through the interchange in downtown on the interstates. Buckle up, be safe. We'll keep you updated on traffic if anything pops up that'll slow you down this morning. The Toyota-thon is underway at Reinhart Toyota. You can lease a new Toyota Camry for as low as $199 per month. The selection's great. Also, check them out at ReinhartToyota.com. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
Season's greetings from Brubaker Motors, wishing you safe travels this holiday season. Buckle up from Brubaker. It's better at Brubaker.com.
Caravita Village is a wonderful place to be.
Caravita Village is an all-inclusive senior community with a home for every budget. Find your home at caravitavillage.com.
Shared suites start at just $13.99 per month, including meals, activities, utilities, transportation, and more.
It's a season of change with Dixie Electric Plumbing and Air. Discover the Dixie difference with special financing as low as $250. Visit calldixie.com.
We're talking with Jason at Wholesale Hunter, Fire Tower Road and Highway 14. It's that special time of the year. Jason, I know you have a lot of great customers.
Yes, sir, Sam. I wanted to invite everyone to come by our store here in Wetumpka who's never visited before and come see our selection of rifles, shotguns, and pistols and ammo. Also wanted to thank everyone who has visited us this year. I know it's been a tough year for some people, but if you're not comfortable visiting our store, you can visit us online at wholesalehunter.com. If you do want to come in the store, our store hours are 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Monday through Friday.
At Caravita Village, you can enjoy senior living to the fullest in a safe, carefree environment. Caravita Village has an on-site chef preparing delicious meals every day.
I love the food. It's like a four-star restaurant.
Find your home at caravitavillage.com.
The River Region's first and only news talk station on FM. Live, local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Rod Stewart. He used to rock, but lately he's been making lame CDs of old people music. And now he's turned his sights on lame Christmas novelty songs.
Grandma got run over by reindeer.
Introducing Rod Stewart, the Great Christmas Novelty Songbook, featuring all your Christmas comedy favorites, like Cheech and Chong's Santa Claus. And Bob and Doug McKenzie's 12 Days of Christmas.
On the first day of Christmas, my horse gave to me a beer in a tree.
The Great Christmas Christmas Novelty Songbook also includes Rod Stewart's take on this classic version of Jingle Bells.
Woof, woof, woof. Woof, 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 baby. Woof, 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 woof.
As only Rod could do it.
Buy your copy of Rod Stewart, the Great Christmas Novelty Songbook today. Or, on second thought, no, maybe you shouldn't. It'll only encourage him.
Morning Maroon nominees coming up a little bit later. It is 8:25. Greg Udell, J. Scott, Jesse Lynn, and Rich Thomas.
Hey.
Amen.
It is trusty dog Chase.
Yes. Trusty dog Chase. I don't want to dwell on the negativity of this bizarre year. This list kind of goes to the fact, and I'm so glad that this did not happen to me in the role of parent, but the things that parents have missed, milestones during the pandemic.
Like,
I got a great little video clip from our buddy, the big prairie dog.
Oh, Alan! Alan! Alan!
Yeah.
Their babies. Getting close to almost 5 months old, and they had her at the high chair. I love Dada.
Already?
Yes.
You're kidding
me. This is going to be a brilliant child.
Oh, my gosh.
There's no question about that. The gene pool is fantastic. Just events that people have missed and some things that had to be canceled. Like, think about all the weddings. We're not talking about a month-long thing, you know, like after 9/11 where everything shut down. Right. We're in 9 months of this now.
Not just weddings, funerals too.
Yeah, having people denied to even be with loved ones at the end and all this stuff. Okay. Other occasions, first word, first laugh, first smile, first steps, learn to crawl, to write, first day of kindergarten. I would have been heartsick.
Right.
Missing any of this stuff.
First day of kindergarten on Zoom?
My daughter, on her first day of kindergarten, her kindergarten teacher was like right out of the mold for what you want. Sort of a older lady, slightly heavy set, but so reassuring and with such grace. Miss Bivens, I remember.
You remember the name?
Yeah. She was.
Do you remember do you remember your first grade teacher?
I remember, yeah, Miss O'Connor and Miss Dunn, because we had half years.
Oh, okay.
So you moved to a different teacher.
Yeah, Mrs. Seeley.
In those olden days, yeah. Miss Dunn, I liked it a little bit. Mrs. O'Connor was more strict. I remember eating Salerno butter cookies that I would put on my fingy. Put my thingy in my fingy.
I'm going to put my fingy in it.
In the butter cookie and spin it around and nibble at it as it goes around. I question for the group.
Okay.
Go around, I watch your hand. What do you think? Whether you believe in astrology, just take a guess. What is the worst zodiac sign from your personal experience or what you've heard?
Let me put this back. You know, I'm up to a pack a day.
Candy cigarettes. All right. The worst sign. That doesn't mean you hate people that are of the sign. It means they're the least compatible to you.
Oh, okay. I have no idea.
You don't have to hate anybody. This is not a hate.
I don't follow enough of that.
I don't either.
I'm afraid you're coming to a brick wall here.
I am devastated by this.
Sorry.
I'm sorry.
I don't keep up with that. I don't even know what I am.
Okay, I'm looking at it.
There's one way we can fix this.
Not all of us keep a blue dot in our wallet. that's infused with magic powers.
Have you ever... You ever notice months of the year of people that you have been attracted to in your life? That and then they keep coming up with the same months of the year that
mine's
their birthday,
not even close.
Their birthday is? Have you ever had thought of that? Huh? Have you?
my traits don't match what I would be on a zodiac sign.
See, I am the definitive Libra.
Yeah, I'm not. I mean, the strengths, yes, very, very much so.
I am so
spot on.
I am so Scorpio. It isn't
now,
funny.
You're Virgo, right?
I'm a Virgo.
Yeah. Well, they're button-down people. You always have your day laid out, and you know what you're doing.
I'm not shy. I don't worry. I'm not overly critical of others. Now, I do work a lot and not a whole lot of play.
I've heard some of the things you've said about me.
So, that is a thing.
Our favorite Sagittarius is coming up this morning at 9.
That's right. It's his birthday today.
That's right.
Now, I like all types of food, not just healthy food. Yeah. But they are on, the likes are pretty close. Animals, books, nature, and cleanliness. Do like that. Okay, so maybe I am a little bit more. Maybe it's just the weaknesses they don't have quite lined up. Okay. I'm okay.
Well, this is a whole Twitter thing. I did not participate. Mm-hmm. I just look at the stories. And in an unofficial count, the worst relationship zodiac signs, the ones you should avoid.
Right.
Scorpio and Sagittarius.
Oh, okay. Thank you. I'm a Scorpio.
Oh.
But
I've heard that.
The big winner for the worst was Gemini.
Okay. Yeah, I have heard that about Scorpio, though.
So, you meet somebody, it starts out well. And, hey, when's your birthday? May 24th. Screw off. You want to avoid them, I guess.
Okay.
Let's see, we have Dave. Dave, good morning.
Yeah. How you doing, Greg?
Hey. Come on.
What's up?
Well, the sun's up.
Okay. I just guessed Scorpio.
So he's saying Scorpio, but what did we say? We said Scorpio. That was one of the top three. Yeah.
Worst was Gemini.
I mean, if you knew my mother-in-law to be, you'd say it too, because she's Scorpio.
Oh, my.
They can be. Look, one of my boss today had kind of a look.
Well, me neither, because, you know, I'm the bug, man. I'm more concerned about the bugs, right?
Some Scorpios are lovable, though.
Oh, many.
Well, come on. Now, see, y'all getting deep in this. It's not a personal thing.
No, I'm just kidding with you because I'm Scorpio.
Have you got an answer for it, Greg?
Answer for what?
You have an answer for that?
What is the number one position?
Gemini.
Okay.
Yeah.
Gemini is number one.
But Scorpio made the top three, Dave. Okay. Appreciate the comment.
Well, I'm born under.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Scorpios are known to be
adorable.
Hey, look, let's find out what his sign is, first of all.
What is your sign, Brent?
I'm a Gemini.
Oh! You like this
You are
story.
The worst. According to this survey.
That's because they're so...
What now? I'm the worst.
According to the survey that they were just quoting on Zodiac
it was
signs.
It was a Twitter trend that just... It was people going around, you know, with a hashtag, worst relationship... And
Gemini came up.
The most frequently mentioned astrological sign was Gemini. But don't worry, Scorpio Thomas here, he made the list too. And Sag is today, right?
Sag. Yeah.
Are we in Sag now?
Yeah, we are in Sagittarius now. So Joey.
Joey's. I'm with people that are in the top three. Everybody loves Libras. That should be a TV show. So, Brant, the market's off to a very
great
optimistic
start.
What's going on today?
Yeah, you know, it's several things. So, first of all, one thing that's really interesting, you know, I talk about this big rotation and all of that. Really, if you look around the world, if you go to Europe and Japan, they've been leading the global markets. It hasn't been the United States. A lot of people think it's been the U.S., but it's really not. Those countries, particularly Germany, Japan, have really done quite well in the last few months. So that's a positive. You know, obviously, it's also a result of a weaker dollar and all the stimulus and money creation we've been doing. But the other thing, too, you know, you got all these vaccines out there, and you've got Pfizer this morning who's applying, you know, to the FDA for this emergency approval. And so the world is beginning to start to sort of, quote, handicap when all these vaccines are going to make it, not just here in the U.S., but make it around the world, and we can start to move on and get back to some semblance of a normal life. You know, and most people are projecting that's going to be sometime in the summer towards the end of 2021, you know, that a lot of these people will be getting vaccinated. So you know, you've got that going on. That's obviously a tailwind to the market. But then the other thing, too, is you know, you got corporate profits doing well. You've got gridlock in Washington. Biden is picking a lot of moderates in his cabinet. There's a few here and there who are a little bit, you know, concerning. But overall, it could have been a lot worse, right? I mean, we could have seen him going, you know, just caving into the extreme left. That hasn't happened, and that's been calming to markets as well. So market's been strong, record number of sales on Cyber Monday yesterday. That's a good early read on retail sales. Yeah. So here we go into December with a very strong market, and typically when you have that, you're going to see portfolio managers around the world. They're not going to want to be caught off sides. They've got to own these winners. It's window dressing. They're going to ride the winners all the way through to the end of the year. So I expect the market to continue to be strong for all the reasons that, you know, I've just laid out. And I think it's going to continue through the end of the year. And then when we get into next year, the comparables, you know, year-over-year quarterly comparisons are going to be so much easier for all the reasons we know. Because this last year we had some horrible numbers in the middle of the year.
Oh, God.
So all in all, it looks pretty good.
The Dow is pretty much, well, not doubled, but about as close to a 40%.
We were as low as, what, 19,000?
Just below it for one morning.
Yeah.
And at that time, you would hope it might bounce back to 20,
right.
23 or 5.
Right.
Here we are pushing 30 this morning. If you have yet to set up a financial plan for your future, for your retirement, for your kids' education, whatever it is you want to plan for, reach out to Brant McDonald and his great team. I got a wonderful note from a listener about one of, I call him the brain trust, Jason, over at McDonald and Hagen Wealth Management. Somebody was so impressed with him.
Is he a Gemini too?
I don't know about his birthday, but I do know this. The listener took the time to send me a note because she was so impressed. 387-0094, 387-0094, McDonald and Hagen Wealth Management. Brant, we'll talk this afternoon around 5:10.
You bet, buddy. Look forward to it. Y'all have a great day.
You too. The opinions voiced in this material are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual. All performance referenced is historical and is no guarantee of future results. All indices are unmanaged and may not be invested into directly. The opinions expressed in this material do not necessarily reflect the views of LPL Financial. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advice offered through McDonald & Hagen Wealth Management, registered investment advisor, and separate entity from LPL Financial.
All right, Jay, take a breath and read this.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by JD Windows and Siding, powered by Jones Brothers Roofing.
Quality, beauty, value, and more. JD Windows and Siding is what you're looking for.
Just before midnight, we fell below freezing at 31 degrees, just before midnight. So technically, on the calendar, November 30th was our first freeze. But we got as low as 28 this morning. We're going to be colder tonight. Our forecast for today calling for a cold day for December with a high temperature maybe not making it out of the 40s. That's pretty ridiculous when you consider our normal high is 64. So west winds at 10 to 15 will add a chill to the air. Clear, cold tonight. The winds die down back to the 20s. I think down to about 26 by around dawn tomorrow. We have that full moon, very bright moon tonight. Tomorrow, nice afternoon recovery after that cold start with a high around 56 and a chance of some showers as we get into Thursday night into Friday. I think the high on Thursday and Friday will be right around 60. Right now this morning, wind chill factor 27. It's 33 degrees at 8:39.
Merry Christmas and Happy New Year from Brubaker Motors, where you can shop online anytime at brubaker.com. It's better at brubaker.com.
Let me talk to you about our friends at Montgomery Paint and Body, MPB. Now, it's the holiday season, and a lot of people are going to be, more people are going to be driving this year than obviously not on an airplane. In fact, the holiday travel was really up during the Thanksgiving week. Hopefully, you're not going to need Montgomery Paint and Body, but even if you do, and it's not just for an accident, it could be for some other mishap, they're going to take time and do everything right. Donnie, Brandon, Holly, the Turners are great at what they do. They're meticulous. They're dedicated, no shortcuts. It's their consistency. It's also they keep you informed the whole length of the way. For me, I've used them twice this year with two major situations, and they were just incredible. They work well with the insurance company as well. That's why people keep relying on Montgomery Paint and Body. They've been in the business for almost 40 years. Their phone number is easy, 27REC with a W. They're located off the Eastern Boulevard on East Shirley Lane. 27REC with a W. Montgomery Paint and Body, as we've said for years, the people that will fix your car as good as new and maybe better.
Now, it's time for the Almost Dr. Bob Baumhauer Wing Fingers Dr. B Burger Daily Double of the Day.
I am so excited.
Get on with it.
Yes.
Here's the name of today's Wing Fingers Daily Double Doctor.
Our Almost Dr. Baumhauer Dr. B Burger Daily Double Doctor of the Day is Sigmund Freud. So, and since we're calling it the Daily Double, paying tribute to Alex Trebek, I will need that name in the form of a question. So, sometime between 3 and 6, when I'm stricken with whimsy, I will say, I'm ready. I need caller 7 at 272-9228. If you are that caller, you say, who is Dr. Sigmund Freud? Or who is Dr. Freud? I would accept that. And if you are, you'll win Dr. B Burgers for two, sides and beverages at Wing Fingers in the RSA building at 201 Union. That's it. Dr. Freud, jot it down and win this afternoon during happy hour at 8:41. Traffic time.
Well, good morning, Montgomery Skywatch traffic. We had a couple of minor accidents earlier on Troy Highway at Bell Road and Southwest Boulevard right at I-65, but they've about got those cleaned up, possibly out of the way by now. We're light to moderate traffic everywhere else around the city. I-65 and 85 are looking good, and we have no new accidents in to pass along to you at this moment. Everything for the holidays is at Premier Place. Shop Bath and Body Works, Cuts by Us, Hourglass Optical, Shoe Station Superstore, and more. Premier Place in Prattville, another great McClinton & Company development. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Chay.
Are you looking to buy someone a new car for Christmas? Brubaker Motors can help. Make this Christmas one they'll never forget. From our dealership to your driveway, it's better at Brubaker.com.
For CBS 8 and ABC 32, I'm Jalea Brooks. As temperatures are expected to fall below freezing, the City of Montgomery and the EMA have opened a warming shelter. Therapeutic Recreation Center off of Augusta Avenue will open its doors again today from 3 p.m. to 8 a.m. The son of late Lowndes County Sheriff Big John Williams was killed in a car crash Monday morning. Troopers say that 32-year-old John Williams Jr. was driving a tractor trailer that was hit head-on by another car driven by 24-year-old Justin Grant of Georgia. That crash happened on Highway 31 in Conecuh County. Both drivers died at the scene. Montgomery Public School students will be returning to virtual learning on December 7th. Students will remain out of the classroom until after the upcoming holiday break. Those are some of this morning's top stories. For more on these stories and others, be sure to watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. From the Montgomery Newsroom, I'm Jalea Brooks.
May I help you?
Well, howdy. I'm Bill the Electrician. Come to wire up your new air compressors.
Oh, well, okay. Never seen an electrician pull up in a camo Jeep with deer antlers on the front.
Yeah, that 3 points of beauty, ain't it?
No matter what your electrician is driving, make sure it says Crosby Electric on the side. Crosby Electricians will take care of your electrical issues professionally and for a reasonable price.
Bill, you sure you know how to design these circuits?
Well, of course. And if I do get stuck, I got a secret weapon.
Oh, yeah?
YouTube.
Oh, boy.
Crosby Electric has been serving this area for over 50 years. We have the experience to do your job correctly.
Okay, let's try out these new air compressors.
Bill, you blew up my new compressors.
Yeah, sorry about that. Here, take my Jeep. It's yours.
What?
I'll just keep the horns, if that's okay.
Protect your property and yourself. Always call the experts at Crosby Electric or visit us at crosbyelectric.com.
Every great pool has a great pool partner, and I'm not talking about a flotation device. I'm talking about a team of pros that make sure your pool is clean and pristine and always inviting. For me, That team is Fagan Pool Services. Veteran founded, owned, and operated for two generations. The Fagan family has 50 years. That's 50 years of experience in providing excellent pool service and maintenance. I picked Fagan after my previous service installed a system that failed after 6 months. Fagan came to the house, diagnosed the problem, and fixed it the same day, and they've been my team ever since. Fagan can handle all repairs, including pool liners, motors, pumps, filters, salt generators, and leak detection. Fagan pool technicians are dependable and deliver friendly customer service. I trust them completely. For renovations, repairs, and great service, partner up with Fagan. For a quote, go to Fagan, that's F-A-G-A-N, FaganPoolServices.com, or call 334-201-1819. That's 334-201-1819, Fagan Pool Services.
Napa Know-How.
Right now, get a 5-quart jug of Napa Full Synthetic Motor Oil and a Platinum Filter for just $22.98. They're an iconic duo like salt and pepper, a hammer and a nail, or the holidays and awkward hugs. You can't get one without the other. That's Napa Full Synthetic and a Platinum Filter for just $22.98. Quality parts, helpful people. That's Napa Know-How.
Napa Know-How.
General States pricing. Sales price does not include applicable state, local taxes, or recycling fees. Offer ends 12/31/20.
On American Medicine Today, we speak to cutting-edge medical and science innovators, reconnect with patients to recount stories of recovery after the Bonatti spine procedures, and political issues plaguing our nation. Saturday, noon to 1, News Talk, WACV.
Live, local talk. The River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Less than a week ago, I can still remember how Thanksgiving used to make me full. I fell into a tryptophan trance and had to loosen up my pants. Then knew I'd be hungry in a while. So bye-bye to the last piece of pie. Though I'm feeling kinda heavy and it looks kinda dry. I'm feeling the joys while the others will cry. Asking who ate the last piece of pie. I ate the last piece of pie.
Here's a weird story.
I like that.
This. Have you ever heard of the Arecibo Observatory?
I have. I'm not sure where it's located.
Great Tarico. Mm. It collapsed.
Really?
Yeah. That's.
I mean, that happened when?
This morning.
It collapsed.
Oh, nice. Just collapsed and fell down.
Oh, yeah.
847, if you haven't heard Menthol Meredith's review of The Crown, I recommend it. It's coming up right now. Let's bring in the current, maybe the future Ayatollah of America, Jean Cadet.
In America, you have a right to be stupid.
You got a right to be stupid. People exercise that right each and every day. We present for your consideration our Morning Maroon nominees. Saluting the dumbest of the dumb. Got a couple of good ones here for you, too. Now, the first one is one of my favorites, and I believe we do have some audio on this. But let me quickly give you the first two. A college student, guess what state?
It's got to be Florida.
Florida. Who was arrested when he refused to pay his bar tab, told police that being in handcuffs was a turn-on, and asked them to pinch his nipples.
Yeah, that's probably not a good idea.
Think he had more than two beers?
Probably.
I suspect that that is the case with him. Now, this one's horrible. This is, it's evil and dumb. You have a bride in the United Kingdom who faked terminal cancer, including shaving her head.
Oh, boy.
So she could scam $11,000 out of her friends.
Well, that's a winner.
To pay for her wedding.
Yeah.
Pay for her wedding? Oh. God, that's my winner.
Yeah. Well, we got one more.
No.
I was about to say, I don't think it's going to be close, but okay.
Faking cancer to get money out of your friends.
Let me just squeeze this guy in. Yeah, that is.
Unless he killed a child.
That is horrible. Prank calling 911 is not good. Prank calling 911 to do something as lame and unfunny as this guy is even worse. His name is Reese Pillow from Peterborough in the United Kingdom. for whatever reason, he goes on sprees where he calls their 911 number over there, only to burp. Here.
Test for emergency. Yes, hi. I mean, obviously, I know what you're doing, but you did this. You were doing this the other day. Hello?
He's already done 6 months in jail for wasting the time of emergency officials. He's out and doing it again.
Criminal burping.
Again, that's funny, and yes, you shouldn't be doing that with the...
But when you
people.
When you fake cancer,
but faking cancer,
and scam
cancer
your friend out of $11,000,
pretty awful,
and then burp on your friend.
I will say this: so on your watch, you know how we have the SOS emergency thing.
Oh yeah.
So I was going to turn mine off last night before I got in the shower, and I went to swipe across on the power off, and my thumb hit the SOS emergency, I was like, no, stop!
This is a problem with the newer phones.
And
yeah, I know. I have done that several times.
I'm sure they get instantly called a lie.
It is because they put the two buttons directly opposite each other, and if you squeeze them both, that's what you
do. I hung up in time before somebody answered, but then they called me back, and I was like, ooh. I answered the phone, and she's like, yeah, we just received a call from this number. Is everything okay? I'm like, I am so sorry.
Oh, I'm sure it's not the first time it's happened to him.
I'm so sorry. I just accidentally hit him. I was so embarrassed.
Oh,
my gosh.
There's that, and there's another thing with these newer iPhones that I've heard other people complain about the same thing, and that is if you're in Messenger or one of your apps,
it'll accidentally... Dial that person.
You just get your finger anywhere near.
And it's like, boop.
Right?
Because this has happened half a dozen times.
I got an accidental call from you the other day. Yeah.
Yeah.
I get accidental text messages from him sometimes. It'll be all different types of like.
From me?
Yeah, from you. There was one morning that you had sent me a text and it was like. Not even words. It was just tons of letters.
Oh, yeah. Well,
I was like,
that happens,
Greg.
In our pockets. That happens.
Really sometimes.
It's okay. It's all good.
I had no idea.
It's all right.
Time to love what you drive.
Great segue.
Yes.
That was Greg's excitement about this commercial. That's what all those random letters were. Got it.
Well, I'll tell you what. When you're running, your phone is connected to the interior of the car. And you can put it in a safe place where you can't get into trouble with it. That's kind of nice. Learning to love a Mercedes takes about less than 3 minutes when you've been in one. Ironically, I had never really gone for a ride in one until I was visiting Janelle. She was able to get one of the certified pre-owned Mercedes.
That name is just the classic name in automobiles, right?
It is. And it comes in a brand new classic blue color, among others. But
that one?
You can lease a 2021, right off the assembly line, fresh at Jack Ingram Mercedes-Benz for $459 a month. The dealer, of course, has all the details. And yes, they have certified pre-owns and a great selection of Mercedes you can buy. But $459 a month on a lease for a 2021 Mercedes-Benz GLC 300. It's an amazing sedan, and why not? It's time to love what you drive. It's time to live a little life, and when they make it so affordable, how can you resist? Jack Ingram Mercedes-Benz is the place to get started. They will be happy to have a freshly sanitized vehicle for you to test drive or pick out a model, and the concierge service will deliver it to your home. You can do the test drive from work, wherever you want. Just let them know. Order it up. At JackIngramMercedesBenz.com, because it is time to love what you drive.
Blessings, a Christian store, has everyone covered on your Christmas list. Blessings has a great selection of Christian books and supplies, including beautiful Bibles, and engraving is free. Blessings is now offering shopping by appointment before or after hours, or you can utilize their curbside pickup option. Come get your Christmas shopping wrapped up at Blessings and even wrapped for free. Blessings, a Christian store at 103 North Memorial Drive in Prattville, on Facebook or online at BlessingsCS.com.
Ladies LaserCopy is your silent partner for your business. Printing brochures, multi-part forms, envelopes, and even custom wedding announcements. No job is too big or too small for LaserCopy, whether it be printing or shipping. LaserCopy can safely and securely pack and ship your UPS, FedEx, and postal packages, and they accept returns. LaserCopy can mail all your Christmas packages and deliver them safely. LaserCopy can create custom Christmas cards for your business and family. Visit them at LaserCopyinc.com.
Located at 103 North Memorial Drive in Prattville. Hello, Montgomery. Tis the season to switch to WOW. Super fast Internet 100 for $34.99 per month. Get more internet speed for a great price. See how you can get a $200 Visa card from WOW. Go online at WOWway.com.
Wow.
Hello, everyone. Robbie Pelt with Capital City Roofing. If you think about it, your home is your biggest investment in life. Your roof covers your home, so why jeopardize your biggest investment on a roofer you don't know anything about when you can deal with a reputable roofing company like Capital City Roofing? We have an A-plus Better Business rating and the best manufacturers and workmanship warranties available. We do all residential and commercial roofing applications that are certified through the manufacturer to ensure you get the best material and workmanship money can buy. We also have your project in our best interest before and after construction has been done. Don't hesitate to call us if you have any roofing issues or questions. We will match any of our competitors' price and give you the same great workmanship warranty. We also give free estimates. Give us a call today and let us show you the difference. 277-3311. That's 277-3311. Or you can check us out on the web at www.capitalcityroofing.com. Capital City Roofing. We capitalize the roofing industry.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness at its new time every Saturday at 10 a.m.
The River Region's News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1, WACV. News Talk 93.1.
Well, I've been watching The Crown on Netflix, but only because Princess Diana is in it. And y'all, that family was made for an episode of Jerry Springer. Did y'all know that doofy-looking Charles was actually dating Diana's sister when he met Diana? And that Diana was only 16 and he was 28? Jerry, Jerry, Jerry! Then, when goofy old Charles married Diana, he had a side chick named Carmilla. Jerry, Jerry. So, Diana confronted his walrus-looking butt about cheating, and he still kept cheating on her until they got divorced and Diana ran off with the hot dude that was giving her horse riding lessons. Jerry. Okay, y'all. Back to binging. Who knew blue bloods and rednecks had so much in common? cheerio. Whatever.
She is always...
I've got to watch this now. Yeah. Just from her excerpt, I've got to watch this.
Yeah.
Is it on Netflix?
It's Netflix.
Okay.
It's Netflix, and it's a season.
There's four seasons.
I'm gonna start today.
How many episodes per season?
10.
That's not bad.
It's 40 episodes. How long?
And yeah, your biggest complaint was the fact that they compressed the whole Maggie Thatcher
episode. Recent season they had Margaret Thatcher introduced, but they went from her being elected to when she left office, so they covered 11 years in one season, which seemed pretty quick. But
I don't know about The Crown, but I do know who the king of agriculture is.
Randy!
See, that was a segue, Randy.
Hey, yes, sir. So, how y'all doing?
We're good. How are you?
Hey. Oh, doing good. Doing good. A little chilly.
It's a little cool, yes. My horses are appreciating the hay.
I bet. I tell you, the big sellers yesterday was firewood and bedding hay.
I bet. Oh, yeah. Okay. Chicken coops and keeping the chicks warm and all that fun stuff.
Yeah, and heat lamps and those type things. Right. And that's exactly the things that you need to do during this cold weather as far as animals go is make preparations for their water.
Mm-hmm.
Drain your water hoses. I learned that when I lived up in the country. Ten years ago, we had some cold weather, and if you don't drain those water hoses, they freeze, and no water the next day, even if your faucets are unfrozen.
Uh-huh.
Be sure to drain the water hose. And we have stock tank heaters.
Those are lifesavers this time of year versus busting out the pickaxe and the hammer to bust your troughs.
And I know you've done them.
Oh, very much so.
I can tell that is the voice of experience.
It's a trough full of water for the livestock,
right.
And when it gets freezing, you get ice layers,
yeah.
And depending upon how cold and how long it stays, it can freeze solid. We've only, if you're not careful.
So this is something that prevents that from happening?
Yep, you sink it in the tank, and it's basically like a little heater that keeps the tank from freezing. And